Hello, everyone. I'm Jacob Boxerman. I'm a sophomore at Columbia University studying computer science. And I'm so excited to be here today, right at the end of EmacsConf 2023. So glad to be able to share with everyone today. EmacsConf is really the epitome for me of sharing and of learning about Emacs. And in my closing keynote titled Sharing Emacs is Caring Emacs, I want to drive that home. And I want to make every day a day for learning and for sharing in our community. I'd like to share my own journey of sharing the joy of Emacs and convince you that sharing, the ways we share, and how we participate in our Emacs community, those are the most important things to both grow our community and to increase our own personal joy in Emacs. My journey of sharing begins with my journey of learning, so I'll start by spending a bit of time on that. I use Emacs every day for personal organization and to-dos. You know, schoolwork, projects, exams, readings. I use org mode for that. Write essays, make presentations like this one. And I also write in various programming languages, including Java, C, Python, locally and also remotely for projects, classes, other responsibilities. And I really started with Emacs during the pandemic. I'd tried Emacs before, but at the time, all I knew it for was MetaX Tetris. But then its power and its configurability, even then, especially spoke to me. So from those little humble beginnings, trying different pre-configured distros, I slowly made my way to building my own 2,000 plus line configuration, which actually surprisingly has about 70 stars, few watchers, few forks on GitHub. Pretty straightforward. But what exactly was that learning process like? Now, Emacs was such a beast to me at first. I was familiar with Python, with C, Java, languages like that. I was no stranger to the shell configuration, anything like that. But the absolute infinity of possibility with Emacs was a bit overwhelming. And I found a sentiment in the community that exploring on one's own was greater than exploring and learning from others. And now I see why people say that, and it's true in a sense, but it might not be fully understood. And at a certain point, yeah, we need to all create our own paths. And I think that's just one of the ways Emacs is built. The minute possibilities of configurability are so vast, it's like a fingerprint or a snowflake. You know, there are so many options to create a totally unique Emacs experience. And of course, that can't be found from somebody else. It has to come from you. But still, building a strong foundation is much, much better when we have others. And expanding on that foundation is too, actually. My own process started with a lot of Googling, blog posts, YouTube, Reddit. I actually found Emacs on YouTube, and seeing how other people used it was what really convinced me to try it for myself. At a certain point, when my confidence grew, my trial and error became less error and more success, and I was also able to take what I saw other people do, learn from it, and expand, making it my own. And through that time, I learned Emacs. But I also participated in Emacs learning. Now, what's the difference? We often discuss the former, grappling with keybinds, commands, but Emacs learning goes beyond these technicalities. It's a mindset. It thrives on collaboration. It's not a solo endeavor, and it flourishes best when we do it together. This involves collaborating together, creating a collaborative mindset, sharing effective strategies, lifting each other through our collective pool of knowledge. And together, we contribute to the growth of each member within our vibrant community. And that Emacs learning is much, much harder to do alone. And I wanted to help with that. So this brings me to the second part of my talk, my Emacs journey. How I got started and where I am today with my YouTube channel, my Straightforward Emacs series with nearly 200,000 views. The Emacs manual is often pushed as the best way to learn Emacs. It's an all-encompassing tome. And as amazing as I think it is, I don't think it's reasonable to push the Emacs manual so hard, which is something I felt at first. It can be really daunting. It's dense. There's a lot there. It's just a bit too much for a beginner or even someone with a little bit of experience. And these qualities, I feel, apply to many of the Emacs resources we can find out there. The best word for them is heavy. You know, they look, they feel, they come across as heavy, regardless of what they may actually be. It's not even that people are too lazy or not capable enough, because that's never true. It's just a mental block that takes some getting over. And that's okay. So we need other things too. And for me, that was video. I wanted someone to tell and show me what I wanted to know, as well as things I didn't even know were possible. And I realized this once I'd progressed a little further in my Emacs journey. I wanted to do my part. I care about Emacs. I started to really care about Emacs. So I wanted to share about Emacs. So at that point, I refocused my work with Emacs beyond just myself. I wanted to help others feel the excitement that I did. So where did I turn and why? And it's so trite, but they say that a picture is worth 1,000 words. So how much is a video worth? And everyone learns differently, and that's okay. But it's absolutely certain to me that you need to see something to believe it. So for that, I turned to video. And it turns out that seeing is believing. I made a short video showing off Emacs org mode. It didn't even have a voiceover. And that video, less than 5 minutes long, but still incorporating some of my core principles, now has over 55,000 views and counting. So something must have been right. And the positive reception to that video made me want to continue. I decided to continue with the videos in a series I titled Straightforward Emacs. And I'm asked, who's the target audience for Straightforward Emacs? It's me. They're the videos I wish I had existed when I was figuring out Emacs' numerous and wonderful features. A video does, I admit, come with its own set of challenges. Complaints that video is less accessible, it's valid. They're more time-consuming, it's valid too. It's harder to skim a video than a blog post, and referring back can be a little annoying. And to try and solve this, I make video notes available as best I can, though. It's not perfect. Despite these valid claims, I believe video offers a sense of personality that written content just can't, and that makes it well worth it. My first two videos in the series received a combined 35,000 views. And I still get kind comments today from viewers thanking me, asking questions. So I must have done something right to outweigh those cons of video, to outweigh those common complaints. So what was it? I covered topics that had been done before, but I wanted to present them in my way, in the way that I knew people would appreciate, because it's what I would have appreciated when I started my Emacs journey. In writing, I navigated towards clarity, crystal clear, step-by-step instructions, fully scripted, recorded in multiple parts, spliced together. And that allowed me to achieve my second goal, no wasted time or word or thought. I meticulously cut my videos to create smooth dialogue. I cut out large blocks of typing if not explained. Though this does vary video to video, you know, less scripted, more personal video receives less editing. Like this talk itself, it's not edited at all. And though pre-recorded, I wanted to present my unfiltered, raw self. Another goal of mine is high quality and accessible content. I speak carefully and I tune my volume, making it easier to listen to and improving YouTube's auto captioning. Something I didn't consider at first, but was mentioned to me in a comment, was color scheme. Now I try to select a scheme with good contrast and a readable font. Content-wise, I design my tutorials to ensure they cater to various skill levels as well as learning preferences. My videos assume basic Emacs knowledge, but not too much more. Importantly, they're configuration agnostic. However you feel about Emacs' distributions, Doom, Space Emacs, etc., they're out there, and beginners often don't distinguish. Sorry. And I admit it can be a bit frustrating to see a Reddit post asking a question about unexpected behavior without mention of the fact that they have literally thousands of lines of non-standard configuration in the form of an Emacs distribution. So I do my best to mention different possible key bindings a viewer might be using. There was one thing, though, that turned out to be the most crucial part of my videos and series, and it's one of the reasons itself for this talk. You may have already picked up on it. It's the personal aspect, sharing myself, incorporating relatable examples, scenarios that resonate with my audience. Seeing personal use cases, examples, and demonstrations of real-life Emacs use is really what began to build a community, because that's the stuff that can jump out of the video and into the comments. The idea for this talk started as a story of my YouTube journey. I wanted to share how I began sharing Emacs and why I like it, And I think I've done that. Thanks to the Emacs Conf organizers, though, I started to see a larger vision. Each video I made took a lot of effort, from research and planning to script writing, filming, and editing. But those comments made it worth it. People saying that straightforward Emacs was just what they were looking for, and that they appreciated my sharing. Now that's what made me want to continue. And what made me want to continue even more was the community I was building. I'd start to see repeat viewers who'd come back for my latest upload. And it's hard for me to find time to produce videos. But whether it was 2 weeks or 4 months later when I finally got around to uploading, those same commenters would be there for me. And I found real joy in actively engaging with my audience. It was amazing to see how my videos, me sharing useful Emacs tips, sharing the way I do things, sparked broader discussions. On any chat forum out there, there's no doubt you'll find some sort of cross-discourse. Commenters replying to other commenters, and my videos were no exception. Seeing how my videos sparked conversation, debate, and further interest was incredible. We've had 2 amazing days of sharing Emacs, putting ourselves out there and sharing in a community. I want to emphasize how amazing a strong community with the right values is, and to inspire each and every one of us to do our part to strengthen that community. The point of my talk isn't to tell you to pick up your microphone and produce a YouTube video, though that wouldn't hurt. We're not all interested in that, and that's okay. First, I want everybody to pat themselves on the back for the mere fact that we're here together. Then, let's turn to the potential within our community. First, though, I'll briefly note that everyone has their opinions about platforms, and I'm not here to make judgments, but freedom, equity, accessibility are important, but, reach is too. But regardless of the platform, one thing remains certain, that our strength lies in unity. Like any online community, this calls for unique ways to come together and share. Now, how can we achieve this unity? The key is finding avenues where our collective knowledge and our support can flourish, while each person can find a place for themselves, creating a more connected and empowered Emacs community. From uplifting others with positive contributions to engaging on platforms like Reddit, both idealistic and concrete approaches are really valuable. We can continue lively debate on community forums and discussion boards, encouraging a positive and inclusive atmosphere for asking questions and seeking help. We can leverage social media platforms to share quick tips, tricks, or interesting discoveries related to Emacs. Those who enjoy writing can contribute to blogs and newsletters, sharing personal expertise and experiences with a larger audience. Let's also not underestimate the value of online video, as I've said, and learning platforms, too. Creating and sharing tutorials on platforms like YouTube or educational websites addresses specific aspects of Emacs and benefits learners while contributing a personal touch. Participating in or organizing Emacs-related courses also fosters a structured learning environment where there's so much room for mentorship and support, which is valuable for everyone involved. We can also call on our open source values and focus on collaborative projects, from coding projects where we can contribute and learn, to building shared documentation and guides that compile collective knowledge on specific topics. The Emacs Wiki is a great place to start and continue that work as well. Especially for those who might be less willing to put themselves out there, it's essential to recognize that every contribution, regardless of its scale, adds value to our community. Documentation contributions, however small, can go a long way. So do translations for those who are able to increase accessibility, as well as testing and bug reporting. Reporting issues to package maintainers in their desired format, speaking as one myself, I appreciate when users give helpful feedback. There are options for everybody, big and small. Remember, the strength of our community lies in its ability to share, collaborate, and learn together, whether through collaborative projects, sharing insights on forums, or leveraging social media. By embracing these ideas, we can build a more connected and empowered Emacs community. Now, Emacs is so very personal. Those of us who have our own carefully manicured configurations understand. Emacs molds to our liking and our person. Our configurations and use cases are a reflection of our individuality. Nonetheless, The richness of our community lies in collaboration, sharing, and learning together. There's a lot of talk in the community about how to ensure Emacs longevity. I agree it's important. We care because of passion, excitement, utility. We want to share and we want to have others love what we love. We also want a stronger community that fosters new innovation. I used to buy into complaints I'd read online that Emacs' defaults are too unapproachable, the default color scheme and the font, it's unappealing. Fix that and people will flock. It sounds fair, I'd think. It turns out it's not what we need. Emacs is bigger than that. What we need is like what we've done here this weekend, like EmacsConf. It's the absolute epitome of sharing about and caring about Emacs. We're here both working to grow our community and strengthen what we already have. We're here because we find joy in Emacs, and that joy is amplified by sharing it with and among others. So let's continue this journey together, navigating Emacs with a spirit of collaboration, because in unity, we find not just strength, but the enduring legacy of a tool that we hold very dear. Thank you to everybody here for being part of this shared adventure. So let's go forth and share together.